There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, it's Eric, welcoming you back to another soothing episode of Listen to Sleep. In this week's original bedtime story, we'll spend some time in a cozy wilderness cabin where Ethan and his dog Ranger journey through the seasons of life together, reflecting on the timeless bond and lessons learned in the quiet companionship of each other and their wise tabby cat. As they embrace the cycle of life, their tale unfolds with profound realizations, capturing the beauty of aging, the depth of friendship, and the simple joys found in nature's whispers. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can get access to over 400 premium episodes with just the stories and meditations, no ads or introductions. Just click the Support Listen to Sleep button on listentosleep.com. And while you're there, don't forget to join my email list, because I'll send you a few great gifts when you do. Let's see. There's a beautiful, sleepy audiobook download, a couple of relaxing recordings of the creeks around the cabin, and a 30-day guest pass to Aura. It's a great sleep and meditation app, and you'll find lots of my stories and meditations on Aura now. So just enter your email address at listentosleep.com to get it all. There's a link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath in and out, just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that is okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Wisdom of Gray Muzzles. In the rugged wilderness of Northern California, where towering firs and ancient oaks stand guard over sprawling grasslands, there lies a modest cabin made of sturdy logs and dreams. Here, Ethan, whose hair and beard show the gray earned over 55 winters, shares his days with his loyal dog, Ranger, a 7-year-old border collie with a graying muzzle of his own. As the first light of dawn creeps over the horizon, it spills golden threads across the front porch of Ethan's cabin. With gentle, weathered hands, he pushes open the creaking wooden door. Ranger, with a big stretch to shake off the soreness of yesterday's adventures, follows closely behind. They step out into a world that is also just waking up. The air is crisp and filled with the distant murmur of a waking forest. Ethan takes a deep breath, letting the scents of his wilderness home fill his lungs. He looks down at Ranger, whose tail wags in quiet appreciation of another new day. Together, they start their morning ritual, walking a well-trodden path that weaves through the mighty oaks and firs. Ranger, with a nose for all things hidden, sniffs at the earth, while Ethan appreciates the chorus of birds announcing the dawn. As they walk, Ethan's mind wanders to the cabin they left behind, a simple structure filled with memories and echoes of laughter. Willow, their other companion, remained behind. She prefers the warmth of the indoors, spending her mornings lounging in the patches of sunlight that dance across the kitchen rug. A tabby cat, with her wise green eyes, she prefers to watch the world from her kingdom of cushions and quiet. The path leads them to a small clearing where Ethan pauses. Here, the grass is a vivid green, and wildflowers nod gently in the breeze. Ranger sits beside him and looks off toward the horizon. They watch as the sun climbs higher, its rays touching each leaf and blade of grass, transforming their world into a canvas of light and shadow. Ethan thinks of the garden he will soon be planting. He imagines the vegetables and herbs that will grow under his care, the same way he's nurtured every other part of the life he's built here in the wilderness. It's a life of simplicity, but one that's full of the richness that only nature can provide. As their walk continues, it takes them deeper into the woods. Ethan's boots make a soft thud against the earth, a comforting rhythm that's been the same over the many years of walking these paths. Ranger trots ahead, and then back, always making sure Ethan is close. They move together, a pair, bonded by time and love. Their silence, a language of its own. The sun is a bit higher in the sky when they arrive at the stream, its water clear and cold, rushing over rocks worn smooth by time. Ethan kneels to scoop a handful, the coldness a shock and a thrill. Ranger laps at the water, then looks up, droplets shining on his fur like tiny diamonds. It's moments like these, where the world seems to pause, that Ethan feels a deep connection to this place, this life. As they make their way back to the cabin, the world around them fully awake now, Ethan plans the day ahead. There will be wood to chop, repairs to make, and perhaps, if the mood strikes, a letter to write or a book to read. Ranger, ever his shadow, will be there watching, waiting, and sometimes leading the way. They arrive back at the cabin to find Willow stretching lazily in the morning sun. Ethan smiles, his heart full of the simple joy of his companions and the life they share. He knows the day will bring its share of work and contemplation, but for now, he stands in the doorway, Ranger leaning into his leg, Willow purring at his feet, and he feels at peace. Spring's awakening, well, it's more than just the season. It's a reminder of the cycles of life, of renewal and growth. It's a time to plant seeds, both literal and figurative, and to look forward with hope to what will bloom. For Ethan and Ranger, every day is a gentle reminder of the journey they're on together, a journey that continues with each sunrise in the rugged, beautiful wilderness they call home. As summer begins to unfold in the Northern California wilderness, the days stretch longer and warmer, painting the sky with the deepest blues and the land with a palette of browns and yellows. Ethan and Ranger embrace the season's fullness, their days a rhythm of sun-dappled adventures and peaceful rest. The cabin, only recently surrounded by the quiet whispers of spring, now buzzes with the lively chorus of cicadas and birdsong. Ethan spends his mornings tending to the garden he planted in spring's embrace. The vegetables and herbs thrive under his careful watch. Each leaf and vine nurtured by both the power of nature and Ethan's dedication. Ranger, ever curious, noses around the plants, occasionally helping himself to a leaf of spinach or sniffing at the fragrant basil. By midday, the sun reigns supreme. its rays casting a golden glow over the land. Ethan and Ranger seek refuge under the ancient oaks, their leaves a canopy of cool shade. Here, Ethan often brings a book or his journal, immersing himself in the words of poets and philosophers, their thoughts mingling with his own as he contemplates the beauty of this life. Ranger, sprawled at his feet, watches the squirrels and birds, his eyes following their every move with a mix of curiosity and calm. In the afternoons, they venture to the nearby pond, the water a mirror reflecting the endless sky and surrounding trees. Ethan swims, his strokes slow and steady, while Ranger paddles alongside him, the two moving in harmony. They emerge refreshed and invigorated, Ranger's wet coat sparkling in the sunlight. As they make their way back toward home, they often stop to pick wild berries, the sweet tang of the fruit a perfect complement to the warmth of the day. Ethan takes a moment to appreciate the symphony of nature around them. The buzzing of the bees, the rustling of the leaves, and the distant call of a hawk all blend into a melody that sings of life's continuous cycles. He watches as Ranger bounds ahead, his movements a reflection of the joy of simply being alive. As the sun begins to dip below the horizon, painting the sky with strokes of orange, pink, and purple, Ethan and Ranger arrive at their cabin. The air is cool, and the first stars have begun to twinkle in the twilight. Ethan sets up a small lantern on the wooden table outside. He prepares a simple meal with the produce from his garden. Ranger, resting nearby, watches the bats as they begin their nightly dance, their silhouettes a fleeting part of the twilight's tapestry. Willow, who's spent her day lounging and chasing the occasional mouse, joins them, her presence a soft, comforting weight on Ethan's lap. Together they sit, the man, the dog, and the cat, a family bound by love and the shared rhythm of their days. They watch as the lantern casts a gentle glow, a beacon of tranquility in the growing night. And as the night deepens, they retreat inside the cabin. Ethan reads by the light of the lantern, the words a simple whisper in the quiet night. Ranger curls up on his bed, his breathing a steady, reassuring rhythm. Willow claims her spot on the windowsill, her green eyes reflecting the moonlight, a silent sentinel watching the world outside. Ethan takes a moment to write in his journal, capturing the day's experiences and his thoughts. He writes about the growth in his garden, the laughter in his heart, and the constant, comforting presence of Ranger and Willow. His words express his deep gratitude for the life he's created and the love he's found in the companionship of his two faithful friends. In these long summer nights, Ethan often finds himself reflecting on the journeys he's taken, the paths he's walked, and the companions who've walked with him. He thinks of Ranger, his faithful friend, and of Willow, with her quiet grace. And he realizes that this summer, like all the seasons of his life, is but a chapter in a larger story. Summer's zenith isn't just the peak of the season, but a peak of life itself. It's a time to revel in the abundance and joy that life offers, to appreciate the warmth of the sun and the companionship of those we love. For Ethan, Ranger, and Willow, it's a season of contentment and celebration. Each day, a precious gift to be cherished. As the warm days of summer give way to the fiery palate of autumn, the Northern California wilderness becomes a canvas of reds, oranges, and golds. Ethan, with Ranger by his side, and Willow watching from her perch, greets the season of change with a heart open to its lessons and its beauty. The days begin to grow shorter, and the air carries a crispness that whispers of the coming winter. Ethan spends his mornings in the garden, harvesting the last of the vegetables and herbs. Despite his humble nature, he does take pride in this bounty. Each fruit and root a reminder of the earth's cycles of growth and renewal. Ranger, ever attuned to Ethan's movements, stays close, his nose occasionally brushing against Ethan's leg in quiet companionship. Ethan prepares the garden for its winter rest, covering the beds with mulch and compost, a promise of the life to come after the cold months pass. He and Ranger then take to the woods, where the leaves crunch underfoot, and the world seems to glow with an inner light. They walk through the forest, taking in the transformation, the landscape yet another reflection of life's constant change. As they wander, Ethan remembers some of the autumns of his past, seasons that have brought him wisdom, joy, and the occasional sorrow. He watches Ranger, his faithful friend, moving with a little less vigor than in the spring, but with no less enthusiasm. He sees in him a kindred spirit, a fellow traveler on life's winding path. In the afternoons, they return to the cabin, where Ethan begins the work of preparing for winter. He checks the supplies of wood, ensuring enough to keep the hearth warm in the colder days ahead. He inspects the cabin, making small repairs, fortifying their home against the winter winds. Ranger, ever helpful, watches Ethan's every move, his presence its own silent support. Willow becomes more contemplative, her green eyes following the falling leaves outside the window. She curls up a little closer to Ethan in the evenings, seeking the warmth of his company as the night air turns chilly. Together, they are the picture of contentment and peace, a family bound not by blood, but by the deep love forged through shared seasons. As the sun sets earlier each day, Ethan finds himself turning inward, reflecting on the many journeys of his life. He thinks about the springs of his youth, the summers of his strength, and the autumns of his maturity. He thinks about the winters, too, the ones past and the ones to come, and how each season has brought its own gifts and challenges. Ethan decides to start a new tradition, taking evening strolls with Ranger and Willow under the starlit sky. They walk slowly, savoring the quiet of the night, the rustle of the leaves, and the distant calls of nocturnal creatures. One evening, as they walk, Ethan spots a fallen branch from a manzanita. He picks it up, admiring its smoothness and thinking of the many fires it will kindle in the winter months. He carries it back, Ranger and Willow at his heels, and stores it in the shed next to the wood pile. It's a small branch and a small act, but it fills him with a sense of preparation and readiness for what's to come. The nights grow longer, and Ethan takes to writing more in his journal. He writes about the changing leaves, the quiet dignity of Ranger's aging, and the gentle mystery of Willow's gaze. He writes about his thoughts and his feelings, the memories that visit him in the quiet moments, and his hopes for the future. Autumn's reflection isn't just about the changing of the leaves or the preparation for winter. It's about looking back with gratitude and looking forward with hope. It's about understanding the cycles of life, the ebb and flow of time, and one's place within it all. For Ethan, Ranger, and Willow, it's a time of gathering, remembering, and cherishing the moments that make up their shared life. As the last leaves fall and the first frost touches the ground, Ethan feels a deep sense of peace. He lives fully through the seasons, letting each one add its unique color and texture to his life. And as he looks at Ranger, his loyal companion, and Willow, his quiet confidant, he knows that whatever winter may bring, they will face it together, with love and courage in their hearts. Autumn's reflection is a time of beauty, change, and contemplation. It's a season to harvest not just the fruits of the earth, but also the fruits of the soul, to gather the wisdom, love, and experiences that have grown over the year. And for Ethan, Ranger, and Willow, it's another chapter in their beautiful ongoing story, one that continues to unfold with each passing day. As the final leaves of autumn surrender to the ground, the Northern California wilderness dons its winter cloak. The once lush landscape is now a serene expanse of white. The trees' bare branches, a stark contrast against the gray sky. Ethan, Ranger, and Willow brace themselves for a season of introspection and warmth within the heart of their cabin. Winter's embrace comes in the crisp air and deep stillness that settles over the land like a soft blanket. Ethan rises each morning to the sight of frost patterns on the windows, each one a unique natural masterpiece. Ranger, a little slower in the cold, but no less eager, waits patiently by the door for their morning walks, his breath visible on the frosty air. They tread carefully on the snow-covered paths, their footsteps the only sound in the stillness. The world around them is a monochrome marvel, the details of the forest sharpened by the chill. Ethan's thoughts often drift to the past, to winters spent in the company of friends and family, and to the lessons the season has taught him. The afternoons are spent gathering wood for the fire, a necessity now more than ever. Ethan chops and stacks the logs with a methodical rhythm, finding comfort in the routine. Ranger watches from a safe distance, his eyes following Ethan's every move. Through Ethan's diligence, the woodpile grows, fulfilling a promise of warmth to come. As the sun begins its early descent, Ethan, Ranger, and Willow retreat to the cabin. Here, the fire becomes the heart of their home, its crackling flames a source of light and heat. The warmth spreads through the cabin, a cozy embrace against the chill outside. Willow finds her favorite spot, a cushion close to the hearth, where she can bask in the fire's glow. Ranger settles nearby, his eyes closing in contented rest. Ethan takes this time to read, write, or simply watch the dance of the flames, his thoughts a mix of reflection and anticipation for the future. In the evenings, Ethan prepares simple meals, often using the preserved goods from his autumn harvest. The scent of hearty stews and fresh bread fills the cabin, a reminder of the summer's bounty. He often shares his meals with Ranger and Willow in a quiet celebration of their bond and the life they've built together. The winter nights are long, and the darkness is profound. But in their cabin, there's always a light. Ethan often stays up late into the night, listening to the wind howl outside, penning his thoughts in his journal, or losing himself in a good book. Ranger and Willow provide silent companionship, their steady breathing a comforting rhythm in the quiet hours. On clear nights, Ethan ventures outside to gaze at the stars. The celestial display is breathtaking. The sky a vast canvas of twinkling lights. He feels a deep connection to this universe, a sense of wonder and humility at the vastness of it all. Ranger, not far from his side, looks up too, as if he also senses the awe inspired by the night sky. The winter also brings moments of joy and play. On days when the snow is fresh and inviting, Ethan and Ranger have a snowball fight or take a long walk. Their tracks the only disturbance in the pristine landscape. Ethan laughs at Ranger's antics, his delight in the snow always a contagious source of joy. As the season progresses, Ethan begins to prepare for the coming spring. He checks his supplies, plans his garden, and makes notes of repairs needed once the snow melts. He thinks about the future, about the seeds he'll plant, and the growth he hopes to see. Ranger and Willow sense the shift in Ethan's focus, a subtle but sure sign of their world moving forward. As the winter days begin to lengthen and the promise of spring whispers in the air, Ethan feels a deep gratitude for the life he leads. He knows that each season brings its own challenges and its own joys. But winter's embrace, it's not just a season. It's a reminder of the warmth found in companionship, the beauty of the stillness, and the quiet strength in waiting. And as Ethan, Ranger, and Willow settle in for another night by the fire, they do so with the assurance that they have each other, and that's all they really need. As the tender shoots of spring begin to pierce the thawing earth, Ethan gazes out at the unfolding canvas of life, each budding leaf and chirping bird a herald of this new season. He feels the gentle touch of the sun, warmer now, coaxing the world back to vibrant life. Beside him, Ranger, his muzzle a little more tinged with the silver of age, looks on with wise, understanding eyes. They've shared a lifetime together, each of Ranger's years a condensed chronicle of joy, growth, and companionship, equivalent to 7 of Ethan's own. Ethan and Ranger both have their birthdays in the spring, and as they wander through the reawakening forest, Ethan contemplates the serendipity of their shared age. This spring marks 56 years for him, and 8 for Ranger. Yet both stand at a similar juncture of life's arc, a moment ripe with reflection and gratitude. They've witnessed seasons change and years pass, each leaving its indelible mark on their shared journey. Ranger's accelerated passage through time isn't a shadow, but a light, illuminating the preciousness of each shared moment. Their walks are a little more measured now, a pace that allows them to savor the world's subtle gifts. Ethan watches as Ranger pauses to sniff the air, his tail wagging with a measured rhythm. Each scent tells a story. Each breeze carries a memory. They've walked these paths countless times, yet each journey is a new chapter, a fresh opportunity to witness the world's wonders together. Willow, the silent witness to their bond, weaves between their steps, her green eyes reflecting the depth of her understanding. She's seen the seasons turn alongside them, her quiet presence a comforting constant. As the three of them rest in a sun-dappled clearing, Ethan feels the weight of their years settle around him like a well-worn cloak, warm and familiar. In the stillness, Ethan reflects on the synchronicity of their ages. In human years, he and Ranger are peers, each navigating the autumn of their lives with the grace and wisdom that only time can bestow. Ethan thinks of the days when Ranger was a vibrant, bounding force of nature. Now, as they share the mellowness of these years, he sees not the darkness of time past, but the glow of life lived fully and fiercely. He realizes that Ranger's compressed journey through life, each of his days a leap through time, has been a gift of perspective. To love a dog is to embrace life's impermanence, to understand the fleeting nature of our days, and to cherish the beauty of the now. Ranger, in his simple, profound way, has taught Ethan to live deeply, to love unconditionally, and to face each day with a heart open to joy and wonder. As the afternoon sun casts long shadows, Ethan, Ranger, and Willow begin their homeward journey. The path is familiar, yet each step is a reminder of the life they've shared, the challenges they've faced, and the love that has grown with each passing year. Ethan feels a profound connection to the cycles of life, a part of something much larger than himself, a dance that spans generations and whispers of eternity. Back at the cabin, as the evening settles in, Ethan sets out food for Ranger and Willow, each dish a simple offering of love. They all eat together, the quiet companionship a balm to the soul. Later, as Ranger rests his head on Ethan's lap and Willow curls up at his feet, Ethan feels the full weight of their shared years. In the deepening twilight, he takes up his pen and he writes in his journal. He writes of the day's simple joys, the beauty of the world around them, and the deep, abiding love he feels for his companions. He writes of the understanding that has blossomed in his heart. The realization that life, in all its fleeting glory, is a series of moments to be cherished, each as precious and unique as the last. And as the night enfolds them, Ethan, Ranger, and Willow sit in the quiet, their quiet breathing a gentle symphony in the stillness. Ethan reminisces on the endless loop of seasons and years, and the way love weaves its way through it all, a golden thread running through the fabric of our existence. He knows the day will come when Ranger's tail will wag no more, when Willow's purrs will fade into memory. But in this moment, they are together, a man, a dog, and a cat, united by a bond that transcends time and speaks of the eternal. They are fellow travelers on life's journey, each step a shared adventure, each day a blessing to be embraced with open arms and a grateful heart. In the cycle of life, with its beginnings and endings, its joys and sorrows, Ethan has found the true meaning of companionship and love. And as he looks at Ranger and Willow, he knows that this, right here, is what it's all about. Living each day with love, facing each moment with courage, and cherishing the journey, every precious, fleeting step of the way. Good night.